Yevamos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Aleph 4:11, and this Mishnah sets out some very basic halachas that apply to a Yibum situation. Perhaps you might have expected things like this to come at the very beginning of the Masechta, but they're featuring over here at the end of the fourth Perek. The first case starts out Arba Achin, if you have four brothers. Now we had other Mishnahs beginning with four brothers before. This isn't one of those in the series. This is a setup where you have a family with at least six brothers, okay? Let's call them six brothers, and four of them, Nisuin Arba Nashim, they're married to four women, Vamesu, and those four brothers die, which means you have now four widows, all of whom are falling to Yibum. So the halacha is, Imratza HaGadol Shebehem Liyabim Eskulan Harushus Biado. Since the mitzvah of Yibum falls first and foremost to the oldest of the surviving brothers, that's true for each of the four women. And therefore, the oldest brother, if he wants, can do Yibum with all four of those women. Harushus Biado means he's permitted to do it. Now, there's no real magic to four. We could have had three women or ten women. It's all the same. He can marry as many of these widows as he wants through Yibum. The reason why the Mishnah picks four is because we're assuming the scenario here is one where the surviving brother doing the Yibum is a Talmud Chacham. And the basic rule of a Talmud Chacham is that he's expected to fulfill the mitzvah of Onah, to sleep with his wife, at least once a week. Now, other professions, depending on where the husband works and where he lives and how he has to travel, might have other quantities of how often they're expected to do the mitzvah onah and sleep with their wife. The point of our mission here is that at all events, if a person has multiple wives, he has at least, if he's a talmid chacham, at least once per week sleep with one of them. But there's a separate consideration, which is that at all events, it's a recipe for disaster, says the Gemara, if a woman at least doesn't have at least one night a month with her husband. So if there are four women, that means every 4 weeks she gets one chance at a bare minimum. And since there's a mitzvah on the Bezdin to advise the would-be Yavam properly, they have to give what's called Eitzah Hogenes, you know, good advice. So the point here is, up to four women, if he can afford to take care of them, and he otherwise is able to take care of them, so then they could live with that. But more than that, certainly if it's Talmud Chacham, they would advise not for him to not do even with like all five or six or seven of them, because if that were the case, he wouldn't be able to do his husband responsibilities properly based on the standards of the Mishnah. And that being the case, it would be a recipe for unhappy marriage, etc. So they would advise against him. But hypothetically, let's say he had the kind of profession which it's local and he was expected to do the mitzvah onah twice a week, so then the Mishnah would have said if there are eight women, he could marry them. That's the point here. Okay, in any case, our basic chiddush here of the Mishnah is just that even though there are multiple single brothers and multiple available widows, the mitzvah falls on the oldest brother, and if he wants, he can do even with all four of them. New halacha, Misha haya nasu l'shtei nashim. Let's say there are two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven has two wives, Rachel and Leah, and now Reuven dies childless, so now both Rachel and Leah fall to Yibum with Shimon. But as you've seen many times in the Masechta up to now, by fulfilling the mitzvah of Yibum or Chalitz with one of the women, the other one automatically is free to go. And that's what the Mishnah says here. Vemes, when Reuven the husband dies, leaving these two women as widows, biyasa o chalitzasa shel achas mehen poteres tzarasa. Biyasa, that would be Yibum, if he sleeps with her, meaning Shimon, the surviving brother, o chalitzasa, or if he does chalitz with one of those two women, so then, with either one, achas mehen, then poteres tzarasa, the other wife is free to go, she can marry whomever she wants, no need for further Yibum or chalitza. Then we already know. Now, haisa achas kashera. If one of these two women that fell to Yibum was Kshera, that means she's muteris, she's allowed to marry a Kohen. Let's say, for example, this is her first marriage. Now she's a widow. A widow may marry a Kohen. Va'achas psula. If the other co-wife, let's call her Leah, if she was anyways psula from marrying a Kohen, let's say hypothetically she was divorced from her first husband, and then she married Reuven as her second marriage, and Reuven dies childless, but since she's a divorcee from the first marriage, she's a Gerusha, and a Gerusha is psula, is not permitted to marry a Kohen. So imaya choletz, if Shimon, the surviving brother, is going to do chalitza, then choletz lepsula, he should dafka do chalitza with Leah, the one who anyways is psul to the Kohanim, because we learned before already, and yet the Mishnah makes the point again, that a chalutza has a din d'rabbanan like a grusha, meaning if once she's performed chalitza, she can no longer marry a kohen. And we don't want to make it ever more difficult for these women, more of them, to come invalid for marrying kohanim, psulos. And therefore, if we're going to do chalitza anyways, let's do the one who anyways is a divorcee and therefore invalid to the kohen. And that way, we won't make it any more difficult for the other one. So that way, we don't proliferate psulim. Okay, so that way, the other woman could still marry a kohen if she wants to. Vimahaya miyabem. On the other hand, if there are two women, one of them is a psula for kohanim, one of them isn't, and the surviving husband, the brother, I should say the brother of the late husband, so he wants to do yibum, so then miyabem lekshera, he could do yibum on either one, even the kshera. The point is, we don't say, listen, it's going to be hard for the psula to get married because she can't marry a kohen, he should marry her instead. No, if he's going to do yibum, he can marry whomever he wants, just one of them, of course, and the other one has to, you know, find her way in life, and if she's a psula already, so be it. The point is, once we're having a marriage, we want the marriage to be as the person wants it to be and marry the one of his choice, therefore he can marry even the ksheira.